No, I love radio. I love radio people. Every time I see radio, I say hi.
Well, hello, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Were you with an organization today?
Yes, I'm with a firm, New York City. We're actually tabling with War Resisters League. I would like to also plug them. But Affirm New York is a transnational feminist organization, and we have chapters throughout the country. One of the big things of our organization is really trying to be part of feminist theory building, actively being part of feminist theory building. So seeing where practice meets theory. So this summer we're actually going to be launching our fifth annual Summer School of Women's Activism. So we have 4 Saturday long sessions on different topics: history of women's oppression, trafficking, militarism, and 5 continents feminism. The website is affirm.org, af3irm.org.
My name is Chris Whitney. I've been involved with the Green Party for just about over a year. And I got involved with the campaign for governor in New York State with Howie Hawkins and Brian Jones. And the reason why I got involved is because I'm an educator. I teach second grade. And I was organizing a union at my charter school. And Howie Hawkins and Brian Jones were supporters of said effort.
My name is Jacob Stevens. I'm the director of Verso Books, a radical book publishing house. The book publishing house has been in business for 45 years now, since 1968, 1970, set up by a crew of 68ers publishing radical books and translated works of Marxism from Europe. And we've been going since then. We've been working in the U.S. since 1995. Publishing left-wing critiques of the economy, of the political structures, and of international politics, books on the Middle East, books on South America, philosophy. We sell our books in all bookstores. Our publishing house is located in New York, in Dumbo, and then in London, in Soho.
Do you have a website?
Versobooks.com.
My name is Ali Issa. I live in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn right now. I'm also from Iowa, a few different places. And I'm the national field organizer for War Resisters League, which means I work on police militarization a lot. We're actually working on an issue here in New York that we're calling Dismantle Bratton's Army, with Bratton's push for specifically counterterrorism, SWAT, NYPD, and kind of building a cross-movement coalition against that. I also wrote a book called Against All Odds, Voices of Popular Struggle in Iraq, which is interviews and reports about labor organizers, feminists, environmentalists on the ground in Iraq now.
My name is Lauren Anderson, and I'm in the International Marxist Humanist Organization. I've been involved for about a year, I think, but I've only been a member for, I'd say, since the beginning of this year. So the main thrust of our task we see is to try to work out what an alternative to capitalism would actually look like. Because we feel like a lot of post-Marx Marxists have failed to grasp like dialectical thinking. They've gotten kind of static and a little bit dogmatic, and have not really talked about what happens the day after the revolution. We're always talking about how to get, you know, to that point, but we think that there needs to be an actual imagination and a creative vision of what society could be like, after we reach that point where we break away from capitalism.
Okay, I'm Lori Kellogg with the Murphy Institute at CUNY, which is a labor center, and we offer labor classes. We produce a national labor journal. We do research, and we help organizations that are fighting for change for workers. I'm here because I want to connect up workers' issues and the attack on public sector workers, the attacks on unions. I want to connect that up with what other progressive organizations are doing. I want to hear about the struggles and what we have in common. But I also want to encourage people who are here to be thinking about organizing as a really key part of our steps forward in this country.
Outstanding. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think the Left Forum is great. I've met a lot of activists here who really care about the issues, very passionate. And, you know, I really believe we need a lot more of this kind of communication and sharing and solidarity between our organizations. Yeah.